This is Beggarville Dairy Queen Big League Broadcasts on Country 106, your home for hockey.
Back ringside at the Wally Fadoon Arena, Jeff Dick here with you on your Saturday afternoon for another Dairy Queen Big League broadcast, our second of the day. Once again, a big congratulations to the U11 Wranglers for a great game played earlier this morning. And congratulations to our player of the game, Alexander Weeb, who wins a free medium blizzard from our friends at Dairy Queen. We will hand out another player of the game at the conclusion of this one, but we've got 40 minutes of hockey left to decide who that might be. 1-0 is our score. Vegreville on top of the visiting Kitscotty Knights through 20 minutes. The lone goal so far coming on a deflected point shot by Colton Lawrence. 16th on the season there. Annabelle Zaharku with the assist. Shots on goal right now 11-9 in favor of Kitscotty. And our broadcast brought to you by so many great sponsors, including Dubuque Accounting. When the numbers just don't add up and all that crunching is giving you a headache, call Dubuque Accounting. They make it all make sense. Just finishing up the Zambonying here as we get ready for period number two. Wranglers in that first period, as we mentioned, the only goal coming on a deflected point shot. These two teams very evenly matched, and we saw that in that first period. That's what we expected. They are currently tied with Lloydminster for second in the South Division of their league. Wranglers at 8-5-1, Kitscotty at 8-6-1. And seeing just how evenly matched they are in the early going, only the one penalty in that first period, and that was killed off successfully by Kitscotty, and the shots on goal, as we mentioned, pretty even as well. As we get set here, the referees joining us, and now both teams set to take to the ice. The Kitscotty Knights wearing the road whites with the black and gold trim. Meanwhile, the Wranglers in the home blacks with the red and white trim. And for this period, the Wranglers will be attacking right to left. Should be another fun one here. Always a great atmosphere with Vegreville Minor Hockey. You get the parents in the arena. You get some great cheers and chants, noisemakers in the crowd. And it turns into big-time game day, and that's what we've seen so far with our big league broadcasts over the years. Always so much fun to take part in it, to hang out with the fine folks and the kids here at Vegreville Minor Hockey. All the great work they do. And pardon me, the Wranglers will be attacking left to right in this period as they switch up sides. Everybody gearing up for the start of this one. Netminders, once again for the Wranglers, is Lennox Carrick. Made a couple of very nice glove saves in that first period. On the other side, netminder is Carson Winterholt. Lining up at center. Set and ready to begin. This one is underway. Second period in action. Both teams dig for it here as it goes right to the sideboards. Kitscotty going to come away with it. Now taken away by Skifton, and from center he'll dump that one in. Back to play that one is Ben Veltekold. Trying to play that one ahead for Ty Schneider. And it's knocked back into the Kitscotty zone where it'll be corralled by Henry Pinder. Fires it into Vegreville territory. Just collected there by Hunter Claussen. Claussen going to go for a skate, try to get that puck away from everybody. Can't quite get it over the line, but helping to finish it off there was teammate Zachary Weeb. Now Weeb puts it deep into the zone. Vander Tor drops it back for McComish. McComish looking for a shooting lane. Doesn't see any. Gives to Vander Tor. From a sharp angle, there's a shot. Stopped. Still loose. And this puck, still loose here, is picked up by the Knights. They try to clear, stopped at the line. Kept alive by Ben Warowa, who puts it down low. Vander Tor tries to move it over to Skifton, but this one's going to be knocked away. And out to center, where it's pushed back in. Now Roy carries it out for Kitscotty. Roy's shot hits Warowa. Warowa trying to clear. having a little trouble doing so. We'll go for a second chance. This one will get out over the line. And from center, Lawrence just going to dump that one in. Around the boards it goes. Kitscotty gets it out to center. Now ahead for Holst. Rattles one around the boards. Waringa meets it in the corner and tries to set up a play here. We'll play it around the boards, but it rides up and touches the mesh netting, so we'll get a whistle and another face-off as we thank another great sponsor in Stealth Bin Products. They not only sell bins, they also deliver, install, customize, and repair your grain handling system. See what they can do for your farming operation at stealthbinproducts.com. So this face-off will come out to neutralize. Holst lining up against Rattray in the circle. And this one going to be pushed forward by Rattray. Only to be fired back into the zone here by Kitscotty. Roy with a long shot, steered aside by Carrick. Into the corner. Now move back to the front of the net. Carrick has to poke that one away before Roy could get a shot off. Now along the sideboards. Again, the Wranglers trying to clear. They will get that past the man at the point. And it's center ice. Mad dash of players and clash of sticks. Goes into the Kitscotty zone. Knights start the rush. Up on the right-hand side, Roy has the puck taken away. Wranglers get it out to center where it's easily scooped up by Holston. Back on the attack, crosses the line but loses possession of the puck. Trailing, though, is Schiller. Schiller will go all the way around, send one to the front. There's a shot, kicked out, big save, second chance stop by Carrick. Puck still loose, it goes down low, into the corner. Both teams taking a couple of whacks at this one. Schiller comes in trying to help out. This one knocked back to the point. Another shot is blocked. Now a clearing attempt, and again kept inside by Kitscotty. There's a shot off the defender, Hominuk, and into the corner. Now Lawrence tries to catch up to this one, but Kitscotty moving it. This is Mitchell at the point. Tries to get it forward for Schiller. Does just that. His pass goes through the slot. Nobody could connect on the one-time chance. Wranglers do shoot it down the ice. Dutchik puts it over the line. Forced out. Now he'll carry it right back in. Bump by Wee, but the loose puck finds Schiller with a shot. He scored! Just that quick release. And Brody Schiller has Kitscotty on the board. Well, this period has been all Kitscotty here in the early going. A lot of chances, a lot of time in the offensive zone. And they're just a quick release snapshot. Big goal for Brody Schiller. Team's leading point getter will add to it with his 19th on the season. Now it's Schneider. Coming in over the line, lets his shot go. That one kicked out. Comes back to the point. There's a shot deflected in front. Second chance, they score again. And Kitscotty grabs another one. This time it's Ty Schneider scoring on the rebound. Two goals in 26 seconds. And just like that, Kitscotty has taken the lead. Face off at center ice, and we are back in action. This one ending up in the Vegreville zone. Now battle for this puck is all the momentum on the Kitscotty side right now. If you're the Wranglers, got to find some way to put a stop to it. Puck in behind the net. Move to the front. sent down the ice by McComish. He will chase after it as well. Now him and Bexson battle along the boards. Lawrence there with it. Pops one high in the air. Comes down in front. Backhand chance just sent wide. Beautiful opportunity there for Benjamin Warwa. Now back the other way. The Knights starting to feel the pressure now as they're forced back into their own zone. Clearing attempt stop by McComish. Gets to the other side. Vandertor on it, but he's going to have it swatted off his stick. Now a long pass, and they find Waringa, and he's just going to have it broken up by McComish. What a great defensive play. Back the other way, and Vandertor couldn't get loose there. Knight's pass going to be picked off, and it's Zach Weeb who's up over the blue line. Weeb has to send one to the front. He's got Vandertor, shoots and scores! Bowen Vandertor ties things back up. And the goals coming fast and furious here to start the second. Great job there. The pass in front to Vandertor. And it's back to square at 2-2. Now Vegreville just pushes it right back into the zone. Trying to keep up this pressure. Get it back to the point. There's a shot blocked. And here comes Kid Scotty. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Pass across. There's a shot stopped by the netminder. Solid save by Carrick. Now another shot goes wide. Knights playing along the boards. Another shot comes through. This one's going to go just wide. Zach Weeb now fires one around the boards. This will get all the way around and down. Knights D has to come back into their own end. Playing that one around the boards is Pinder. Comes to Roy, ahead to Schiller. He'll put it in deep and McComish will grab it. McComish bobbing and weaving, gets around a couple and puts it in deep. Now as they're deep inside the zone, it's going to get chipped out. Immediately fired back in. Wranglers were offside momentarily, and that gives Kitscotti a little room to move, but now taken away. Good work here by Annabelle Zaharkiw. Puts it down low for Lawrence. Lawrence tries to center a pass. That's knocked away. Comes back behind the net for Lawrence. Plays it to the sideboards. There's a shot, and that one's going to get through, but kicked out by the netminder. Now a pass across, intercepted. Watch out, Kid Scotty's got a bit of a break if they can hurry. And instead, taken down by McComish on the breakaway. And that is going to be a penalty. And there's the touch of it. Will just be a tripping call, it looks like. And so to the power play. Go the Kitscotty Knights for the first time in this game. Well, the two quick goals from Kitscotty, one from Brody Schiller. And the second from Ty Schneider. And now they've got a power play to work with here. Working the puck around, trying to get it to the front for a one-timer. Knocked away. Now a second chance. They get this puck down low. Back to the point for Gauthier. His shot is blocked and sent the length of the ice again. 10:50 left to go in this period. Long pass, almost broken up, but instead it goes to the front of the penalty boxes. Both teams dig it here. Poked free by the Wranglers, and they will get it down the ice. Back and forth hockey here as the puck into the Wrangler zone, immediately shot back out. Immediately carried back in. Gauthier with a pass to the middle, but this one taken away. And content to clear that one. Wrangler's penalty kill here. Trying to make sure there are no solid chances. There's a quick shot tipped off the stick of Hunter Clausen there, and just rolls right to the net. Minor quickly covered up by Carrick. That'll mean another faceoff inside the zone. That game tying goal right now for Bowen Vandertor. 10th of the season for him. And now looks like this faceoff is going to be brought all the way down the ice. Still a little confusion. Well, I think they've got that one figured out. It's one right back and almost difficult for the netminder to deal with. We're under 10 minutes to play in the second now. This one comes free to the point. Tries the shot. That one's going to go off one of the defenders and go down low. Bowen Vandertor on it there. Turns, fires, and that one goes off a skate and back down low. Picked up here. Now sent back to the point. They can't quite hold on to it. Penalty has expired for the Wranglers. And that means bit of power play time here. They score on it. Just a wrist shot that I don't think Winterholt saw through traffic. And Bowen Vandertor has another. A power play marker. Again, just a wrist shot in front. So a fast-paced period here. Kitscotty comes out, down 1-0. They score two goals in 26 seconds to take the lead. Now, down the ice with it is Rattray. It drops back to the point. McComish with a shot, gloved and held on to. Our big league broadcast this year brought to you in part by N-Cube and Landry, chartered professional accountants. They specialize in agriculture, corporate and personal tax. Get your taxes in order today with N-Cube and Landry. Now off the draw here, looking for a bit of a boost of speed there in with a backhander. That one's stopped by Campbell. Now at the side of the net, they try to jam away at it. Carrick hugging tight to the post and will hold on. Carrick doing a good job on that sequence, getting right up to the post, not allowing them that opportunity to slide that wraparound in between him and the post. We'll get another faceoff inside the Kitscotty zone. Or pardon me, inside the Vegreville zone. Rangers do win the draw. They start out again. Bowen Vandertor already with two. carries this puck up over the line. Now pushed into the boards. Both teams digging away for this. Does come free to the other side. Now sent down low. Zachary Weeb is there. Getting double teamed. Looking for a little help. They win it back to the point. There's the point shot that's knocked away. Now Kit Scotty putting it in deep, trying to set up their own play. Puck taken away along the side here. Vandertor plays it ahead. He gets it over the line, only to have it taken away. Now comes in with a second chance. This is Weeb, and that one gobbled up by the netminder, Winterholt. .733 to go in the second period of what is now a 3-2 hockey game. Wranglers on top, thanks to a pair of goals from Bowen Vandertor. Now the puck comes out in front. Another opportunity put just high by the defense. It's Scotty trying to come out of their own zone. They will here with Holst. Up over the blue line. Takes it into the corner. Both teams have players go down. Try to swing one to the front, and this one's just broken up. Now the Knights still controlling it at their own blue line. Have a little trouble here as taking it away. Where are the Wranglers? They dump that one in. Wierenga tries for a long pass. Picked off. And there's a quick shot. And that one turned aside. Beautiful play there by Hunter Claussen. Now centering pass. And again, Bowen Vandertor looking for that hat trick goal. Just stopped by the netminder Winterholt. Another shot from the point, second chance, and that one just kept out. Vandertor, they try to slide it underneath. The netminder is down and out. And now we get some pushing and shoving. What a save made there by Kit Scotty netminder Carson Winterholt. Two amazing saves from in tight, keeping this a 3-2 hockey game. And we'll see who all ends up in the box here. Wonder what this call is going to be. 6:07 remaining in this second period. Well, it looks like we're going to stay even up. Referee giving their explanations to both coaches as it looks like two from both sides are going to sit after that shoving match. 6:07 to play here in the second period. 3-2 score. Vegreville on top. Now they get one to the front and Larson just puts it wide. Puck goes down low. Both teams dig for this one along the boards. Comes to the point. Hominuk takes the stick up high, but pushes the puck in deep. Now shot around to the near side. Again, Hominuk trying to keep it alive, but this one will be cleared all the way down, and that will draw an icing call, so bring that one back. 5:32 to go in the second period. 22-17. There are the shots on goal. After just one goal in the opening frame, already four here in the second. Off the faceoff, stays on the dot. Now taken here by Kid Scotty. Schiller dumps that one in. McComish first one to it. Along the sideboards. Again, another chance to clear, and this one will come out. Both teams pinned up against the boards. You got Schiller in there. Now the puck's going to pop free, and it will be the Knights with possession. Play it over to Dutchik. Dutchik is in. Now in behind the net, Dutchik springs the puck free. They're trying to get a pass out in front, but again, broken up. Now another chance. But again, unable to get that shot off, and this one will just be cleared the length of the ice, icing the call against Vegreville. 4:16 to go in the second period. 3-2 the score. Rangers or Wranglers on top. Shots on goal reading 22-17 still in favor of Kit Scotty. Another faceoff inside the zone. Off the draw. Played right to the boards. Once again, the Wranglers trying to find a nifty way to get it past the man at the point. This time they do. Bowen Vandertor going in one-on-one, but he gets held up and dumped in behind the net, and that will draw a penalty. Bowen Vandertor has really grown as a player in these last few years. You can see not just the explosive speed and great hands, but now doing his part to draw penalties, and there's a great example. As you know, he's going to get rocked pretty hard with the size disadvantage, but does such a good job of making it difficult to take a hit without the other team getting a penalty, and he puts that on display here. So it's a power play chance now for Vegreville. And off the draw, a quick shot from the point will be gloved. Third power play chance of the game for the Wranglers. So far they are 1 for 2. And it was Vandertor's goal coming at 10:40 of this period. All right, now you've got Warwa out. As this puck is dropped, goes along the boards. Warwa got a whack at it, but instead McAllister puts it to center ice. There it's collected. And over the line, a quick shot just goes wide. Puck comes free into the slot area, but Lawrence unable to get a shot off as this one will be picked up and hauled down the ice. Now big hit delivered by Weeb, and that is going to be a penalty. Tripping the call. And so there goes the power play. Minute 19 of 4-on-4 here. A lot more room in the open ice for the faster skaters on these squads. Wranglers sending out McComish with Skifton. Face off inside the Wrangler zone. Holst coming out to take the draw for Kid Scotty. Vandertor wins it. And now a clearing attempt stopped and pushed into the corner. McComish on it again here for Vegreville. He will skate that one up over center. Do it himself before he's forced from And they throw action for a bit. Now up over center. Long shot in right over the line. It's stopped by the netminder, Carrick. But another hit delivered and a body contact penalty coming up here. And the guilty party is Bowen Vandertor. And so now you've got 45 seconds of 4-on-3. And always a family affair at the Wally Fadoon Arena here in Vegreville, especially when it comes to the Vandertors. Of course, we've covered Drayden for years with the Vipers. Now there's a quick shot. That one's going to get knocked down as the Kitscotty power play goes to work. But another shot that's just going to go wide. I do believe our referee here this afternoon is also one of the Vandertor brothers. So that penalty to Bowen. It's your own brother taking you to the penalty box. Now Rattray has the puck. Shorthanded, going to carry it over the line. Looking for a shot. Not going to get it. And Kitscotty going to turn this one around. First penalty's over. It's now 41 seconds of 5-on-3 for Kitscotty. Waringa with a shot. That one goes off of the defender and into the corner. Waringa looking to get it to Holst. Holst moves this one back to Bexson. Bexson gets around one. Now throws it to the front. They tip that one. Big save made by Carrick as the puck loose at the side of the net. McComish gets a stick on it. He will get it to the blue line. Not out. Kept alive by Bexson. But not by Gauthier. And now this one will be carried over the line. Offside against Kitscotty. 6 seconds left in the penalty to Weeb. And then he can rejoin play. Minute 20 left to go in our second period overall. We can thank another great sponsor in J&S Moving Limited, locally owned and operated out of Vegreville. J&S Moving Limited will make your next move a stress-free one with over 35 years of experience in the moving industry. J&S Moving will get you, your family, and your items where they need to be. So 5-on-3 here. Kitscotty with the advantage. And they will have it for just 6 seconds. They win the faceoff and move the puck ahead for Schiller. First penalty's over. Schiller drops for Dutchik. Comes in. Shoots. Scores! Nexen Dutchik with a sniper's goal right to the top corner. And just like that, we are tied again. And this one brings us back to 5-on-5 as well. A power play goal. Sniped to the top shelf. And it is Nexen Dutchik's goal to make it 3-3. That goal for Dutchik will be his 19th on the season. As once again, Kitscotty pushes this one in deep. Both teams bang away at this one as the loose puck is behind the Vegreville net. Now poked around to the side boards. Wranglers do get this one free. They've got 45 seconds, but they get caught up with the linesman. And now Kitscotty just dumps that puck back in. There's a clearing attempt. This one will get only as far as the blue line. The Knights doing a good job to keep themselves hemmed in here. There's another shot. Second chance stopped as well. What a couple of stops here by Carrick. And now again, a clearing attempt stopped. This one will go. Vandertor up over center, loses possession of the puck. Schneider dumps it back in. 5 seconds to play in the period. Nobody's going to get a shot here. As the horn sounds, 3-3 is our score. It's Scotty and Vegreville all even as we get ready for period number three. Let's take you through that second period. Vegreville came in leading 1-0 on a goal by Colton Lawrence, 16th of the season. Kitscotti off to a hot start in the second. Brody Schiller at 3:59 and Ty Schneider at 4:25. Two goals in 26 seconds. They took a 2-1 lead. Then Bowen Vandertor gets his first of the game at 6:06. That ties it. Then another one on the power play at 10:40 for his 11th on the year. That puts them up 3-2. And with a minute and 8 seconds left, the power play strikes for the visitors as well. Big goal there coming off the stick of Nexen Dutchik. Just a sniper's goal for his 19th. Matches the jersey number there, and Dutchik ties this game up. Kitscotti and Vegreville all even at threes. Take a look at the shots on goal in that period. For Vegreville, another 9, so a two-period total of 18. On the other side, 15 shots from Kitscotti, a two-period total of 26. Vegreville went 1-for-2 on the man advantage in that period, so they are 1-for-3 so far here this afternoon. On the other side, Kitscotti 1-for-3 on the man advantage, and that is where they sit for the afternoon as well. 3-3 our score and a big third period right around the corner. You're listening to Vegreville Minor Hockey. It's our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast brought to you in part by Volton Electric. Get that spark in your life with Volton. They specialize in residential and commercial services, including trenching for underground installation and farm wiring and aeration. We're going to take a quick commercial break, send it back to our world headquarters for a look at news, sports, and weather. And we got that big third period coming up on your home for hockey, Country 106.